But making news yesterday as well, the Rangers CEO Nolan Ryan issuing a statement saying he's moving forward with the ownership. Very vague statement, but I guess he's here to stay for a little while. And he's agreed to talk to us. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, we say good morning to Rangers CEO Nolan Ryan. Morning.
Good morning, Nico.
Well, this statement was rather vague. Does this mean that you're going to serve out your three-year contract, the 3 years remaining on the deal?
Well, I don't know about the 3 years. It's an awful long time for me to commit to the organization. But, you know, they wanted to put that out there and just, you know, kind of be there for a while, add a little stability to the thing. But I got to tell you, I'm not too happy with the organization.
All right. Now, what is your main beef with the organization?
Well, I hate that punk-ass John Daniels, for one.
You hate him?
Well, I just don't know if we need some guys under the age of 25 running this place.
It just looks like that.
Yeah, well, I can't stand, you know, these people who are running the thing. And, you know, it's Bob Simpson and that guy from the Kinks that owns us.
No. It's Ray Davis, not Davies.
No. But they're fancy money boys from the big city. And they're not true salt of the earth Americans, you know. I mean, so it's kind of hard for me to identify with those guys because I know they've probably never eaten a snared bobcat for dinner. And they probably never reached into an elk's chest and pulled out his heart and showed it to him before he lost consciousness. They probably never made love to a cattle out of a certain sense of desperation.
What? That's odd.
So, you know, I don't like being with those people too much. And, you know, and it's tough, too, because did you guys see me yesterday at the game?
Yeah, we saw you. You were all bundled up like a snowman. I thought you'd be in short sleeves or something. I thought you were a little tougher.
Well, it was cold yesterday. You know, I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go out there in my loincloth. I wore that under my clothes.
But you were really bundled up. Like, all we saw was just a little bit of your face.
Well, it was so cold that I had to snap my dog off the lamppost before a game.
That's cold.
That is cold. And matter of fact, it was so cold yesterday, I also saw a Democrat with his hand in his own pocket. And yeah. You mentioned the way I was dressed. I was dressed pretty warmly there wearing that do-rag and that thick coat, skull cap.
Yeah, skull cap, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of looked like a gangster tick, didn't I?
A little bit.
Swole up.
Yeah, a little bit.
Still froze my nuts off, though.
Yeah.
And eventually got so cold that during the seventh inning stretch, I had to cut open a tauntaun and sleep inside its steaming innards.
Oh, my gosh. Star Wars reference.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of do-rags and skull caps, I've gotten into that rap music. Have you heard about that stuff?
You have?
No, we haven't heard about that.
Yeah, and I just recorded a duet with LL Cool J.
I think Brad Paisley just did that.
Called The Non-Accidental Races.
Oh, my gosh.
I've written about five rap songs with John Daniels, about John Daniels and against him.
Yeah?
And it's just littered with N-bombs.
Oh, my gosh, Nolan. Jeez.
Well, the N-word refers to knowledge.
Well, that's
it's a K-word, actually.
Knowledge starts with a K?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it does, too.
There's no way that's a word.
Yeah, you need to look that up, I think.
They took my office away at the ballpark, too. So
oh, no.
Now I'm officing out of a cubicle in the ballpark basement.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I'm down there with the boilers and cockroaches and the fornicating rats. And
oh, gosh.
Yesterday, I watched a tearful rat commit suicide despite his religious convictions. It's a pretty sad deal, actually. I do want to make mention before I figure they'll probably end up killing me.
I don't think they're going to do that, Nolan.
That I found out that Bob Simpson and the Kinks guy have been not only giving John Daniels too much power, but they've been supporting the Snow Monkeys, too.
Oh, no.
That's the big problem.
Okay.
And what they've been doing, and I discovered this, and I confronted them about it, and that's why we got in crossways, is that they've been taking Ranger memorabilia, and then they've been selling it and giving the money to the Snow Monkeys.
Oh, man.
And I'm calling this a Snow Monkey Contra affair. And the Snow Monkeys broke in my bedroom last night and attacked me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they broke in, busted in, and they dressed me up as a tranny and entered me into a drag show. I was so pissed. So pissed. I only got second place.
Oh, man, those Snow Monkeys.
Well, you know what? I just want to say to you guys, if I never talk to you again, that I really do appreciate the support y'all give.
Okay. All right, see you, Nolan. That's allegedly Nolan.